Okay, we're on page Chav Gimel, or at the bottom is page 74. 9 lines from the bottom of the page. Which says, Yibchinus Tshuva Tato. In Perek Yizayin, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, that based on everything we explained before, that what the Beinoni really has to do is not necessarily awaken an openly felt, you know, great love and fear of Hashem, but even the intellectual understanding that this is the right thing to do, and the person awakens this natural instinctive love that they have for Hashem, that this is just the right thing to do, it's also enough. And he says that the mind controls the heart, unless if a person is a complete Rasha, like we said last time, he's an addicted person, so therefore he has no control over himself. But he says, the truth is, even for a Rasha is possible to come close to Hashem, but he first has to get rid of the dirt, so to speak, before he comes closer to Hashem. And he said, that's what it says in the Zayah and the Pasuk, Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishbara, when a person has a broken heart, so then he gets rid of all the evil, because like this, he's so full of himself, so to speak, there's no room for Hashem, he's so full of evil. So when you break the heart, as there's a Hasidic term that says, in Shtoza Gansa Zachvi, it's a brochen hearts. There's nothing as complete as a broken heart. Just like this, it says, there's nothing as straight as a crooked ladder. There's nothing as crooked as a Gleichwertel, which, translation, you lose it, it's a joke, but you lose it in the English translation. There's nothing as complete as a broken heart. In fact, there's a story. Somebody once came to the Friedrich Rebbe, and the Friedrich Rebbe asked him if he made Kiddush. He said no. So the Friedrich Rebbe told him to make Kiddush, and then the Friedrich Rebbe needed to give him two challahs, but there were no two challahs on the table. There were only two broken pieces. So the Friedrich Rebbe gave him the two broken pieces and said to him in Yiddish, there's nothing as complete as something which is broken. When a person has a broken heart, so that's the bittul that they can have in starting to recreate the relationship with Hashem. So he says over here, v'ibchinas tshuva tata, that 9 lines in the bottom, that's the level of tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva. Lahalis hei tata, to elevate the lower hei of Hashem's name, lahakima minafilosa, to get it, straighten it out, to stand it up from its falling, shenafila lachitzenim, that it fell through the sin to the evil forces, which is the concept of Golos HaShechina. The Alter Rebbe is explaining over here as follows. In the name Yudke Vavke, there's two Heys. There's a Yud, the Hey, then there's a Vav, and the second Hey. So it says, the concept of Tshuva, the Alter Rebbe explains later in Gersa Tshuva, is two words, Toshuv, Hey. That's what the word Tshuva means, Toshuv, Hey, returning the letter Hey. The lower level of Tshuva, it's called Tshuva Tata, is returning the second Hei Hashem's back to where it left. And Tshuva Ilah is returning the higher Hei, the first Hei. But we're going to leave out Tshuva Ilah. Tshuva Tata, it says, when a person sins, they take the letter Hei of Hashem's name and they lower it into evil. In other words, when a person sins, because they're connected to Hashem with a rope, and when you go down, everything you're connected to also falls down. So when a person does an Aveda, they take the letter Hey, which is the level of Malchus, of Hashem's name, and they take it into exile. That's the concept of Shechinta Begalusa, or like he says here, the Shkolusa Shechina. Shechina is the second Hey of Hashem's name, because Shechina is the level of Malchus, and in Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud is Chachma, Hey is Bina, Vav is the sixth fetus, and the second Hey is Malchus, which is the level of Shechina. So when somebody sins, they actually lower the Shechina, God's presence and God's glory, into evil. So what's the concept of tshuva? Returning the letter Hey, meaning returning the level of Shechina from the Golus that you brought it into by sinning, back into the connection with Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's what he says. To get the Hey Tata, the lower Hey of Hashem's name, to stand it up from its falling, shenafel achitzenius, it fell to the external levels, which is the concept of golus hashchina. K'maymer Azal, like the Gemara says, Galu le'edim, that when the Yidin went into Galus, into Rome, Shechina imayim, the Shechina went with them. Simply it means that when a Jew goes into Galus, as the Pasuk says, Imei Anechi Betzara, God says, I'm together with the Jews in Galus, I'm with you. He says, that's not, but he's learning here deeper. Galu le'edim, the Alter Rebbe says, Dahainu. What does this mean? Cha'adam eisem maise edim, when a person does an act of edim, meaning an act of evil, merid umamshech l'sham, he lowers and brings down into the evil, b'chines v'nitzu tzalukus, the spark of godliness, hamachayes nefesh ruach neshama shalei, which gives life to his nefesh, hamlubashim bei b'nefesh abamis mi'aklipa shebelibe shebechol l'asmali, which now by sinning dresses itself into the evil of the nefesh abamis and the animal soul, hamalachas bei, which is controlling him, b'eidei rasha while he's still a rasha, u'meshales b'ir ktana shalei, and it rules the small city which is the body, v'nefesh ruach neshama shel kvushim b'geila etzla are buried into galus by it. So the Alter Rebbe is saying very simple: when a person sins, they're taking their godly soul, which is nefesh ruach neshama, which is in the body of the person. He's taking their godly soul, he's putting it into the nefesh abamis. Through the nefesh abamis, through the act of sin, he lowers it into evil. So what does the person accomplish through sin? Galul edem, when you do an act of edem, you do an act of aveda, shechini imayim, you drag God's presence into evil. So what's the concept of tshuva? Toshuv hei, returning the hei of Hashem's name, returning that level of godliness that you drag down into dirt, into evil, so now you have to bring it back up to the first three letters of Yud Kei Vav.
Well, the first explanation has like a positive connotation that Hashem's still with us, and this has like a negative connotation that you're like bringing Hashem down. Do they both, they both exist?
Yeah. Because a person should not give up from doing tshuva, because the fact that God's with him, he can take him back. In other words, why can you not give up hope from doing tshuva? Because Hashem is with you. Because Hashem is with them in Golus, so that's why the Jew has the ability to bring it back. But while the person's sinning, until he does tshuva, the bottom line of it is that the person is controlled by the nefesh habamis. Therefore, okshenishba libe bekirba, when the person breaks his spirit within them, v'nishba ruach ha-tilma v'sitra achra, and he break the evil spirit of tumen and sitra achra, v'yispardu, and it breaks apart, so then he kama nefilasa, the kedusha gets up from its descent, from its fall, and not only does it get up, but v'gam nitzav, it stands firmly. Nitzav means not only standing, that's aimed, nitzav is standing firmly. So when your concept of tshuva, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining, in order to go back to godliness, you need basically to first cleanse yourself from the evil. As long as evil is controlling you, how can you do tshuva? Tshuva means you take control. If evil is controlling you, how do you take control? So the first thing you have to do is break evil. How do you break evil? By having a broken spirit. When you break your spirit, evil's hot air balloon, so to speak, breaks. And then you can get back to bringing godliness back into where it belongs. So this is what Alter Rebbe is explaining in Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Ches Alter Rebbe continues and says, Otais is bir beir heitif. To understand even with a better explanation, Milas Ma'ed, the word Ma'ed, of the pasuk ki kariv elecha davim eid, until now the Alter Rebbe explained how it's close. How is it close for a Jew to serve Hashem? All you have to do is wake up within you this understanding that you have to serve Hashem. What does ma'id mean? Very close. He says as follows: Tzarech leiden aman, a person has to know honestly. What happens if a person has an extremely limited understanding of Hashem? They don't even have the heart to understand any part of godliness. To give birth from it. You can't even awaken an intellectual understanding of God. In other words, there are many people that cannot awaken the open love and fear of Hashem, but at least they can awaken an intellectual understanding that this is the right thing to do. Then you have people that don't even have that level. They can't even awaken within themselves an understanding that this is the right thing to do. They come along and say, maybe it's not even the right thing to do. They can't even awaken that level. So what do those people do? So the Alter Rebbe says, even for them it's close. If for them it's also easy to serve Hashem. They can't even awaken this understanding. He says, Afal Pikein, nevertheless, Kardev Elav Adavim Ma'ed, it's still very close. Lishma Velasis Komitza Sateira, to keep, meaning which is not transgressing the negative commandments. Velasis and to do, which is the positive mitzvahs. Komitza Sateira V'tamateira Keneged Kulam, you could do it in your mouth. Ubaldavim Mamish in your heart. Mi'umka Daliba, from the depth of your heart. Be'emis La'amite, truthfully, honestly, you could do it. Bitchilu urachimu, with fear and love, which is the ahava misuteres, which is the hidden love, shebalev kloli sisro, which is in the heart of every single Jew, which is Yerusha lano miaviseinu, which is an inheritance from my forefathers. The Alter Rebbe is saying here not a deeper level, but even if you can't awaken anything, the Jew has to know they have it anyway. Every Jew who's born a Jew or converts, according to Halacha, has by nature this love of Hashem as an inheritance from Avraham Avinu. So every Jew possesses it. And like we learned previous times, you don't have to create, the expression goes, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. The wheel is there. You just have to use the wheel. Every person, every Jew has this natural, instinctive love of Hashem that he got as an inheritance. You are a Jew, you have it. And it's there, and it's workable. So therefore he says it doesn't matter if you have to work on it and you can't work to reveal it. It's there anyway. And Alter Rebbe is going to explain that natural love that you don't even know about is also enough to keep you doing Torah mitzvahs, or to get you to do Torah mitzvahs. Now, the Rebbe is going to explain what does that mean.
Basically, we sin because we choose to.
We choose not to keep mitzvahs. Correct. That's the only reason we don't. Like the Rambam says, you beat up the guy until he says, I want to, because by nature, every Jew wants to do what's right. The Yetzer Hara is forcing him to go against their natural, instinctive will. The nature of a Jew is to do good. And Alter Rebbe in Perek Yutes is going to explain what does the word nature mean. Now, in the next Perek, Alter Rebbe is going to explain what does nature mean. When you say the nature of a Jew is to do good, what does it mean? But the fact is that every Jew naturally has this love of Hashem that can keep him to do mitzvahs, that wants to do mitzvahs. The only thing is, there's an external force which is going against the natural desire of the person to do what's right. And therefore, when you meet a Jew in the street, you're basically telling the Jew, I'm not creating you into a new person. I'm just telling you and showing you who you really are. Because that's what you really are. You might not know who you are, but you tell the Jew, this is who you really are, and it's true, because the Jew has it, and therefore all you're doing is coming back to be who you really are. And when a Jew doesn't keep mitzvahs, that's not the real Jew. It's not the real person. What did you want to ask?
What about mistakes? Like just from the Amar Ratzah stuff.
If a person drinks poison by mistake, what happens? See, I'm going to explain to you what I mean.
Right, I know.
If a person,
but the love won't create, will it create the drive to learn if someone doesn't have the back? Is that what it's saying? Like
the natural love, by nature, would drive the person, he says, even to Lishma Vlasikola Mitzvahs, even Talmud Torah. Now, there's two issues when it comes to Avedis. The mashal that I gave you, if somebody drinks poison and they thought it was health food, they're still going to die, correct? By mitzvahs, Hashem also takes into consideration your intent. You have an intentional sin, is worse than an accidental sin. Nevertheless, an accidental sin still needs kapara. If you accidentally sin, you still have to bring a korban. You still have to do tshuva. Why? Because the fact that you accidentally sinned, you didn't even know it was not allowed. Like you said, you didn't know it was poison. You didn't know it was chazer. And you ate it, right? You didn't know it was treif. You thought it was glatt kosher, whatever. Nevertheless, the fact that you were allowed to do something against the will of Hashem, even though it was accidentally, shows that you have a connection to that level. It is your choice.
We're not so sensitive.
Nevertheless, the fact that the person did do something wrong, it shows that they're connected to it, because if not, lo yu'una letzadik kol oven. To give you not to use the word outrageous, it's a funny word. To give you an extreme example. I think we mentioned this last time in a Thursday morning class, whatever. Somebody's coming down the ladder. His best friend is at the bottom. He's mamish walking down the ladder. He trips. He falls. He lands on top of the guy at the bottom and he kills him. For sure accidental. Right? Not somebody he hates. He could thank God he killed him. I mean, he was upset that he killed him, right? He has to run to City of Refuge, Ari Miklat. He has to stay there until the Kohen dies, Kohen Gadol dies, which could be many, many years. The Gemara says that Golus is even more severe many times than death. It's a more severe punishment than death. So the question is, what did the guy do? What did the guy do wrong? He didn't intend anything. He didn't want to. He's really upset that it happened. What do they have to run to the City of Refuge? This is not bringing a carbon. This is worse already. You have to be stuck in a city for the rest of your life. So the Chassidus explains very simply. If the person that fell down wouldn't have any connection to murder whatsoever, Hashem would have never allowed such a terrible thing to come about through him. The fact that such a terrible thing happened through this person shows that they do have a connection to murder. Maybe in a very refined way. You know?
Has a connection to murder?
Yeah, because if not, God wouldn't have let it happen.
What does it mean in that the person can trip?
I understand. But a person could trip. But the fact that Hashem allowed that you're tripping, or the person's tripping rather, allowed them to kill somebody, which is such a terrible act.
Terrible.
But I'm saying this is an extreme case. Such a terrible thing to happen through the person shows that the person by nature has a connection to murder. It's a heavy statement.
Yeah. What does people do
in an accident? But that's the concept of Ari Miklat. Why does this person need kapara? Why do they need kapara? Good things come through good people. Bad things come through bad people. That's what the Gemara says. And if you think about it, forget the heaviness of the statement. Think about it from a Hashkacha Pratiyus perspective, that Hashem still runs the world. This act, yes, granted, the person at the bottom, his time came to go, and he was supposed to die, because if his time didn't come, Hashem wouldn't have made him die anyway, right? So his time came to go. But Hashem could have made him die in many different ways. The fact that it came about through this person, through that person, shows that whatever way it is, that person has a connection to murder. And that's what you need the kapara for. Not so much for the act that took place, but for the fact that it happened through you shows that you have a connection to it. It's a very powerful statement, but that's what it is.
In a very refined way you have a connection to
that. Maybe you embarrassed somebody publicly and you connect, embarrassing is like killing the person. Maybe that's what it is. And that's why Hashem allowed such a terrible thing happen to you. Or maybe in your mind you would have liked to kill somebody. Or whatever it is. But the fact is, if you had no connection to it whatsoever, Hashem would have never allowed such a thing to come about to that person. Yeah.
So what about if you witness a terrible accident? Does it mean that you are somehow linked? Not to murder, but...
Sometimes the purpose why Hashem made the person see it is that they should testify. Sometimes, but there is a Rashi in Chumash, in Parshas Nasai, it speaks about the Nazir, the Nazirite, that doesn't drink wine and abstains from wine. And it's right next to the Parsha Vesaita, which is the husband, the wife that the husband accuses of committing adultery, and he warns her she has to drink the water. And the Gemara says, and Rashi brings it down in Chumash, what's the connection between the two? So Rashi says, Hareya Saita Bekukalasa, Yazir Atzmir Minayayin. If somebody sees and becomes aware of the sight, the case, why did God make you aware of it? So therefore, obviously you have a connection to it, you saw it, and therefore separate yourself from wine, which is the source of all evil. If you hear something, you see something, you have a connection to it. Now what the connection is, it could be sometimes you have to better the person that it happened to, sometimes Hashem wants you to testify, sometimes Hashem wants to tell you that you have a connection to attack you also bad. That only God knows. But the person has to really look into themselves and say, why did God make me aware of it? Maybe I have this problem and I have to rectify it. Maybe Hashem wants me to be a witness. Maybe Hashem wants me for whatever. Who knows? But there is a connection. What?
We learned that Mashalom in reference to punishment. Let's say the person who dropped the axe, let's say, originally did something that requires that he has to be exiled or something like that. But that's a good example of eating treif. First of all, doesn't it strengthen the pagam? It makes it worse. If let's say you have some connection to it, or if Hashem wants it to, whatever it is, then if you eat it...
They told when you eat it accidentally or intentionally?
Accidentally.
Okay. The pasuk says, "Lo yu'una l'tzadik kol oven." God doesn't allow a sin to come to a tzadik. Taisa says in the Gemara that that's really by eating. Meaning, what it means is very simple. If a person in their personal life is very strict and kashrus, Hashem would never allow that person even to eat something accidentally treif. But if a person is lax in kashrus, not that they eat treif, but they're lax in kashrus, then it's possible that Hashem would allow them to eat because they need forgiveness for being lax and cautious. That doesn't mean they eat treif. But somebody who is extremely careful in kashrus, Hashem would never allow that, God forbid, they should eat something treif, even by mistake.
But you said because it needs correction, let's say, because of the fact that you weren't lax, yeah. that you were lax. But what if you never even find out that it was treif? You just ate it once, and that causes the pagam just on its own.
Yeah, because if you drink poison, even though you don't know it's poison, it's still going to hurt you.
Yeah, but it doesn't help you if you don't know. It's the whole point.
So Hashem doesn't want it, you should know.
So then what's the point? It's
then what's the point? Like we said many times, there are people in today's world that are born Jewish, they die Jewish, and throughout their lifetime they never knew that they were Jewish. Because a lot of times you bump into people, you let them know when they're 80, hey, by the way, you know you're Jewish. But if you didn't bump into them, there are a lot of people out there whose mother's was Jewish, and they were not raised as Jewish at all, they don't even know they're Jewish. And they're born Jew, they die a Jew, and they never even knew they were a Jew. What is it? That's God's business. If somebody eats treif and never finds out about it, why did it happen? Ask God, what are you asking me for?
But didn't we say that we sin just because by our choice?
But that's when you know you're sinning. But here, when a person doesn't even realize they sin, so obviously they have a connection to it because they did it, but what it is...
It's not by our choice. Hashem wants you maybe really to make you feel real bad that thing happened, that you do a deeper thing of tshuva. If you know
it maybe is a wake-up call.
Yeah.
That if somebody is not careful and cautious, and because of that they ended up eating something treif, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that is a wake-up call that they should start being more careful and cautious. No.
No.
Sometimes not. The wake-up call makes it do tshuva.
If you eat train,
no.
Then
and if you know about it, and then you do tshuva, and then you do tshuva, so it rectifies. Well, how do you do tshuva? By being more careful and cautious.
And that totally,
but
I thought by food, it becomes part of you, so it doesn't totally get rid of it.